Okay? Because you, and I'm gonna, now somebody says, well, how do I do that? No, hold that question. I'm just making sure you understand the concepts first. You have the ability to dial in, if you will, your brain, the frequency that you choose, and transmit it. You also have the ability to transmit that frequency softly, with little power, or blast it with huge amounts of power. Because if your brain is a transmitter, you kind of have a volume control or power control. You can crank up the power and transmit a beam that is so strong and so powerful, it's amazing. Your brain transmits frequencies similar to a satellite transmitting frequencies, a cell tower transmitting frequencies, or a radio tower transmitting frequencies. The difference is the frequency levels that your brain is putting out are much higher than those put out by cell phones, radio transmitter, tower, or a satellite. Those frequencies go in a straight line, but still pass through brick, mortar, etc., and still travel almost instantaneous. The frequency that your brain puts out does not travel in a straight line. It can actually travel through the earth to the other end of the earth. It goes in all directions. And when it's transmitted, virtually transmits instantaneously, and we'll just deal with planet Earth here, all over the globe. And unlike a radio transmitter, where the further you get away from the tower, the weaker the signal, the frequency that your brain puts out the same power 1 foot in front of you or 3,000 miles across the planet. It's the exact same power. Now, go back. Who do you listen to? Look around again. You know, you shake. Listen, you're shaking these people's hands. You can see with your own eye. We're not lying. We're not making this up. This isn't theory. This is real. It works, and you're looking at the evidence. I keep going back to that because it's really important to understand this. What is your teachability index? What's your willingness to learn? What's your willingness to accept change? Right now, you're probably really focusing on what is my willingness to accept change, because I'm giving you some stuff that some people have a hard time grasping. But here's the goofy thing. If you've never seen a cell phone, I mean, go back. Look at Star Trek, the communicators, you know, Scotty beam me up. He used to have this little hand communicator, and it's like five times bigger than a cell phone. But back in the 60s, we looked at that as nothing but science fiction. How could anybody have this small thing, you know, which is huge? Now we look at it and go, how big and goofy that communicator was compared to our little tiny cell phones. So this is not mystical, magical, something you have to believe in. I mean, this is nothing, it's like no more impressive than explaining how a cell phone works or how, I mean, look at a DVD. I mean, think about it. You take a DVD, it's this little disc. How do all the images go on there? Look at a computer. I mean, look at all the technology that we just take for granted because we see it. And I'm telling you how your brain works, and some of you are looking at me like, huh, I don't know if I can believe that. Wait a minute. Turn on your cell phone. How does it work? It's a frequency. The cell phone tower is blasting a frequency, and your cell phone's picking it up. I'm just suggesting that your brain is putting out the same thing. And again, the evidence is very clear. Your brain is made up of atoms, which means your whole body is made up of atoms, which means your whole body is nothing but a frequency. It's a vibration. Every organ is vibrating at a different frequency. It's a combination of frequencies collectively putting out one frequency. This makes sense? So your brain puts out frequency. You can decide whatever frequency you want to put out. And the frequency is different than radio frequencies because it has more power and it can go more places faster. It permeates everything. Nothing can block it. So when your brain puts out a frequency, nothing can block it. Now, Thomas Edison, who was the inventor, researched this. And again, he said very clearly that the brain transmits frequency and is picked up by other brains and affects physical matter. Thomas Edison, the guy ain't an idiot. He was, if not the greatest inventor of all time, a super genius. Albert Einstein said the same thing. The brain transmits frequencies, and those frequencies are, not maybe, are picked up by other brains, and it does, not maybe, but it does affect physical matter. So when you put out a frequency, it affects physical matter. Now, is there scientific evidence to back this up? Yes. There are thousands of research projects that have been done around the world. The most well-known in Western countries was talked about in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know? And if you have not seen that DVD, What the Bleep Do We Know, check it out. They give you the physical evidence. One particular one, I won't give you all the scientific research here, but the bottom line is there are thousands of scientific experiments that measure vibration of matter, whether it's a piece of granite, a piece of steel, a diamond, a flower, a bottle of water, a glass of wine, a book, anything at all. All of these have been measured with scientific instruments, and the scientific instruments show that each one has a different vibration, and those vibrations are constant. They always stay. So if you're looking at a piece of gold, the vibration is always the same. It's a constant, unless something affects it. Now, you take a piece of gold and shoot it with X-rays, which, by the way, are frequencies. You can't see them. Think about this, a magnet. Does a magnet have a frequency around it? Yeah, it's called a magnetic field. Science can't see it. If you take the most powerful instruments up until recently and look at the magnetic field north and south pole, they are different. We know that because they affect things differently. But there's no difference in, quote, the atoms. The atomic structure is the same. The only difference now is the frequencies are different.